This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Kobe Mayo, he was sent back to Norfolk the other day, and he wasn't happy about it. He told reporters that, quote, he feels like it's a kind of a lose-lose going to Norfolk. He says, obviously, you go back there, and if you have success, it's, oh, he's supposed to have success because he's already proven it. And if he doesn't have success, it's, oh, well, obviously, he's falling off. So I guess there were fans or people reacting to it that felt like Mayo had said something wrong, and Mayo was pushed to yesterday put out an apology for that, saying that, you know, as a competitor, this has lit a fire in me, and I will make sure I work even harder to get back to the big leagues and help the team win games as soon as possible. I will never settle for anything less than the best version of myself. But he did apologize for his comments that he made to the media. Do you guys think he needed to apologize for that?
Probably so. You know, just because sounded kind of immature about it, you know, and it was a reactionary thing. You know, probably didn't think before he talked. So just a frustration type thing. And those are the types of things where you go talk to Hyder, you go talk to a lot, you talk to them one-on-one. And I'm sure that's probably what the veteran guys probably told him. He said, listen, that's not the way, you know, to handle those kind of things. And I'm sure Elias probably told him the same thing. Best thing to do is just come see me. You know, we can handle it one-on-one. Then it doesn't get out to the media, you know, and then you got to go do all this stuff. And then the media, all they want to do is talk to you, you know, and it's a distraction. Let me just say that. It's a distraction.
And we did push back on it a little bit yesterday. We didn't necessarily agree with what he had to say, but we understood the whole time it was from frustration. I mean, this is this guy's career. You know, he's the one out there putting in all the work. So you get it. It's understandable. It's not like it came out of nowhere. And I don't think he's the first Orioles prospect to display that frustration. No. So probably won't be the last if they keep having this much success cultivating prospects and keep having this quality of a team with a logjam. But I think by him apologizing, it just puts it to bed. Like, now you move on. You know, it's not lingering anymore. It's over. It's done with. If there was any doubt that it was just an offhanded, frustrated comment, I mean, it was like 15 minutes after he found out that he wasn't, you know, he's getting sent back down and now he's answering questions about it, you know, tea to the moment, and now we're moving on. So I think there's really nothing else here.
The only thing I would say about that is, and we talked about it yesterday, this kid from every media person that talked and that was down there or whatever, and Elias, he had no shot at making a team. You know, so, I mean, are you shocked? You know, why is he shocked that he got released? That you could have batted 500 and you were going down.
Well, I don't think he had no shot. I think his chances were slim, though. And I think for him, I never have a problem with a player being frustrated because they want more for themselves. You want that. You don't want him to be okay with being sent back down. And also, I think he looks at the landscape of the team and realizes it's pretty much now or never for him. And not saying that if he doesn't break camp with the team, then he won't ever play here in Baltimore. But more so this year as a whole, it's like Kobe Mayo, I think, has to show something at the major league level for the Orioles this season, at least in the first half, because he could be a guy who has a who's a hot name at the trade deadline. So I understand his frustration. I didn't think he needed to apologize, to be honest with you. I was okay with it. But I do understand him being frustrated and wanting to get out there. He's kind of the last of the last in AAA right now. So he's like seeing all his guys up there at the major league level. He wants to get there. And he's right. He's checked all the boxes in AAA, other than maybe defensively. That's probably the last remaining box for him. But offensively, he's gotten, if he goes down there and he's not raking, then that's a problem. So he didn't lie. When he says, if I go back and I kill it, they're saying, well, he should have already done that. And if I go back and I don't knock the ball out of the park, it's, oh, well, this guy isn't ready. Like, he's not lying about it. But, yeah, something should be kept internally. But I don't mind him feeling the way that he feels.
Well, the thing about it, too, is it's not as bad. You know, I mean, that's not what's holding him back.
Right,
it's the defense.
Right.
You know, so The thing is he knew what he had to improve upon. And I gave yesterday an analogy, like, all right, like Holiday wasn't great at second base last year. So what did he do in the offseason? He worked his ass off all offseason, you know, and now he's comfortable, confident at second base. All right, now Mayo, you know, you need work at third base and first base. So did you work your ass off where, like, people could see a different Kobe Mayo, you know, and maybe for him to get better defensively, you got to work on your feet. You know, you got to work on your athleticism, that type of stuff, to get quicker and everything. You know, not about your glove, it's about your it's about your lower body, your feet, you know, and your change of direction and all those things. And I haven't seen him. You know, I mean, I wouldn't know him if he walked across the street, you know, so I don't know how he's done defensively.
And the only thing, Tim mentioned it yesterday, and it was a good point, that, you know, the Orioles really haven't given him a lot of playtime at first base, or really anywhere this spring, but specifically at first, because third, I mean, where's his future at third?
Right.
I mean, that feels like a dead end. Even if he should or would show some capability there, I feel like there's a much clearer path for him if he's going to stay with the Orioles and play on the major league roster, it would be at first base. And it just goes back to the point, like what Vinny was saying, this is the situation you're in. This didn't come out of nowhere. You knew this the entire time, and defense can't be secondary.
Mm-hmm.
At no point during the Elias or Hyde regime, even when they were bad, to when they're competitive, they have been very consistent in their messaging the entire time. We heavily value defense. That is a big deal for us. If you can't play defense, if you don't have a defined role there, it's going to be hard to get you in the lineup. And it's playing out here with Mayo. You could see the same thing with Kerstad. Outfield logjam was a part of that equation too. Just a deep roster. But he also had some questions around his defense in the outfield. That didn't help his case. If he was a more capable defender, I think he probably would have got more opportunities sooner. And the same could be said for Mayo.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season! My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-hour energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.